good evening. This is Ralph Kermit Winterowe II with the Ralph Winterowe Show from the far north, Truth Seeker, trying to find the truth. And it seems like a quantity that doesn't exist anymore. I watched the May 1st, the illegal immigrant rights. Now there's a hoo-ha. How does one, quote, break any law of a country and have rights? I saw it on the news, I saw it in print, and I said, I don't understand how this works. Now we have people that leave Mexico and they come to this country illegally. And then somehow, they want to bring their flag. A lot of them do. Not all of them. I mean, there's no such thing as all and every this. But they want to bring their flag to this country. They want to bring all their customs. That's fine. But when you enter my country, our country, you do it the way our country does it. And then once they get here, of course, we've got people that are running for office, such as Hillary Clinton, Obama, and even our good Senator Ted Stevens out of Alaska, voted that these illegal aliens should participate in the largest of our country by sucking at the hind tit, getting on Social Security and benefits. It's beyond belief. It shocks the conscience. I can't even process it. Imagine going into a country like Russia or let's say over in England or France or some of those countries, and people getting together and saying, or I'll tell you even better yet, go over to countries like Saudi Arabia or like that, and you're going to have a demonstration and you want to get on the benefit program over there. Can't even bring Bibles in some of those countries. It's their country, folks. And if you want to live in their country, you have to abide by the type of rights, if they have any, and the type of customs in that country. Now we have the illegals coming over here. Then we have the other way they want to try to tackle this is the indigenous. Somehow, because they were here, their relatives were here at some point, at least they think they were, they can have open borders or they can come over into California or other areas, and somehow they have these rights again. I'm in shock. And the news is putting this out. The politicians, a lot of them are behind this. It shocks the conscience. Where is the reality here? And then, to even make it even worse, is the citizenship, the status. I would like to know if they ever do any amnesty on these people. And it's not a racist thing against Mexico. I like old Mexico, man. They've got some beautiful women down there, and they got some beautiful country. And I like some of the open ideas that they have. But it's not my country. How can they come up here and think that they have rights in my country or our country? And then we have the politicians that want to give them amnesty or some other type of rewards. You know, it seems like a real simple step. First of all, if they want to be in our country and they think that we need their sweat equity in the form of labor, why don't we make it for certain ones to have green cards? They can work here, but they're not citizens of one of the several states. And then what's even more ludicrous is the people that are in power want to make them citizens of the United States, which doesn't even exist in the law. We're going to break, and I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Well, we're back from break here, and I'm going to talk a little bit today about after the Civil War, because that is such a major problem of the complete and total overthrow of the Constitutional Republic. And what's amazing, again, is it's not taught. It's not in the schools. Almost no one knows about it for some reason. I mean, after Lincoln was shot, assassinated, Andrew Johnson became president. And they were known as the Radical Republicans. And Congress usurped everything. They usurped the judicial power of the United States. They usurped the executive power of the United States. And they went, and they also created a fictitious citizenship for the Negroes. They brought the southern states in, not into the Union as one of the United States of America, being one of the sovereign countries, known as the several states. They didn't come in on equal footing with the original states. And they did this all in the first couple of years right after the Civil War. Now, one that most people don't even, probably have never even heard of, happened in March 2nd of 1867. It's called the Tenure of Office Act. And they usurped the executive power of the President of the United States. And what Congress was doing, so that they wanted to totally control, if you read the War Powers book, This fellow was actually a secretary in the Secretary of War, and he wrote a book about the war powers. They wanted to make sure that the southern states could never obtain in Congress via the means that they lost in war. They wanted to make sure that they could never have access to it again. So one of the first thing that they did on this to control the president, because they were out to control the judiciary and the president, and this is the Tenure of Office Act, and it's 14 Stat 430, for those that want to go look it up, 14 Stat 430. And they said explicitly, not only is any officer of the United States require the consent of Congress, the president would nominate, the Senate would approve, and then he would become an officer of the United States. But also they were going to control that the president of the United States could not fire anybody, because Congress wanted to control the fact that if we get somebody of our mindset in there, we are going to keep him in office. And, of course, the obvious question is, how can anyone, being the president of the United States, have somebody in power underneath him that actually is executing the laws of the United States, and he's on the other side of the fence and doesn't want to cooperate with you? Now, this went on, if you can believe this, clear up into 1881, and the president's complained about it. It never even made the Supreme Court of the United States until Myers versus United States in 1926. That's 59 years later. They usurped the executive power of the United States. And they were on a roll. Congress was on a roll, these radical Republicans. And if there was a party that I would belong to, I suppose it would probably be the Republicans over the Democrat, because they're supposedly the conservative, which means technically anymore, we don't do constitutionalist anymore or constitutional type ideas. We do the liberal, which means we want to abandon all of the traditional things that we've done in our country, and the conservative, which would like to maintain more of the traditional traditions of our country. Nobody wants to talk about republic and constitutional type our inalienable rights. But anyway, the same March 2nd, 1867, Congress come right out and told, now they instructed the Supreme Court of the United States that they could not look at any of the proclamations, order, or anything that the President of the United States had been doing or they had been doing. And you know, this has never been challenged yet to date. Nobody's ever challenged it. It's even in the Constitution of the United States annotated, that Congress puts out the annotated, that it's never been challenged. Can you believe this? I mean, it's just, what Congress did is they usurped the executive power of the United States and said, we're going to 100% control what you're doing. Also, in March 2nd, 1867, they passed the Army Appropriations Act, which required the president to transmit all of his orders to the commanding general of the Army in Washington. So if we can control that one person, what they were doing, they could control the military. So the president didn't have control of the military. He didn't have control of the people that were in the departments underneath him that were officers of the United States. Congress was controlling all aspects of it. And in the process of this, they also passed an act for the mirror government that we have today called the Revised Statutes. And those came out in 1873, 74. And then in 1878, they couldn't make it conclusive and legal evidence because they had so many errors, but they were actually going to totally throw away all the laws of the United States, all of the Supreme Court holdings prior to this, and start anew. Talk about radical. They couldn't pull that one off, thank goodness, but that is the basis for the mirror government that operates outside the Constitution of the United States. Because if anybody that's doing any legitimate research, you absolutely need the volume on 1878. It's on the internet, but you actually need the book. You can find it, but it's easier to read it in a book. But that is the basis for our mirror government, because everything that's sitting there, all the code stuff, is all sitting on that, based on the 1878 revised statutes. That's the mirror government. This is hard to believe that this could be going on. Of course, back in those times, we didn't have the internet and stuff. I mean, even today, they do all these crazy things that they're doing today, and nobody's paying attention. But here, so now we've usurped the executive power of the United States. We usurped the judicial power of the United States. We created a fictitious citizenship, which doesn't even exist, called the Civil Rights Act, and that's in Title 24 of the revised statutes of 1878. And we had taken the control of the military away from the president. We had pinched it down so that if we controlled who the orders went through, they were in control of the military. I don't recall this being taught to me when I went to high school or grade school or even my brief stint in college, which totally bored me to death for this nonsense that they're trying to shove down people's throats. It used to be, and then this came up in the Myers versus United States case on this about a post office. He was working in the post office, and this is an absolutely excellent case. It is a very, very long case, and it's Myers versus United States, 272 U.S. 52. But it goes into great detail of our republic and about the executive power to execute the laws, which is sitting strictly within the president of the United States. And that it's unbelievable. They go in here too, that all of these, it said the branches should be kept separate in all cases. And the Constitution should be not blend these separate powers. What do we have today? We have a mirror government that are all agents of Congress. If you track them back, they're supposed to be running by regulations, and they come out here in the hinterlands, and there are just literally thousands upon thousands of private law contracts called cooperative agreements, where the separate branches of government are all contracted for money. I have never read one yet where it said the goal of any of them in any of these cooperative agreements that they recognize that the people or the children or whomever was the purpose of the contract. It's just unbelievable. This case goes into great detail also in understanding an unbelievable statement. This is just a real short statement in this. The power of appointment, now let's talk about is vested in the president, and removal cannot arise until Congress creates the office and its duties and powers, and must accordingly be exercised and limited only as Congress shall in the creation of the office prescribes. This is a concept that for some reason has escaped. Of course, we know why they don't want to do it and teach us about these things, because the question that you should ask is, anybody that touches you, by what authority, where is the power and authority that I have delegated back to you? If they can't find it or can't produce it, they don't have it. We're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute again.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action! In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Okay, we're back, and this is Ralph, and I'm talking about Myers versus United States and the usurpation by Congress of our complete constitutional republic. And there's a whole laundry list of things that Congress had to absolutely eliminate or disguise. And like I was stating before the break, the thing when anybody is by what authority are you authorized and empowered over my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? And if that person that is attempting to arrest you or to take your property or to take your children or to force you to do something, if the link back to the my limited delegation of power can't be disclosed, they don't have it. And this is the problem that we have today, is that with this complete overthrow of our constitutional republic, agencies do not and cannot, as a matter of law, have any control over our life, liberty, and property. They have no authority. None. So this is why it's so important, first of all, to understand, this is why the police, like, well, just take Alaska. We don't even have sheriffs or counties. I mean, we're so far out there that we can't even smell a constitutional republic. But they have no office. If you were going to build a house, And you would hire a plumber, you would hire an electrician, you would hire a carpenter, you might even hire somebody to oversee it while you're not there. But you have absolute direct control of the parties that are building your house and of the checks that are paid to compensate these parties. That's the way our constitutional republic was set up. And it only works, it only absolutely works where there is this limited delegation of power is as close to home as where we live. Now, take the idea that you are going to build this same house and you give a full power of attorney. You hired Congress. Say, I want to build a house and here's the money. Oh, by the way, you could modify the contract too if you want. Now, I want you to hire people to build this house, and this is what I think I want, or at least what I thought I was going to get. So the people come out and start building the house, or maybe they don't show up, or they totally alter it. And you say, no, wait a minute, this is not the way it is. But you have no control because you gave a full power of attorney to Congress to build you a house. But you can't control the people that are sitting on your property that are controlling your house. That's the concept of what we've done. The whole country today, if we could just get this basic concept down, the limited power comes from the people. And when we have the limited power, every office, the office is the powers and duties of what part of my limited delegation of sovereignty will you exercise that I have granted you. All the rest is reserved to me. That's our Bill of Rights. So if I'm the grantor and I grant you, the Constitution is my contract. And that office has to either be created in the Constitution, the powers and duties, or I must have given, I allowed the legislature of one of these several states to create the office, or Congress for the several states to create the office. It must be created. And that constitution is an organic constitution. It can never be changed internally and rewritten, revised, never. It must always have external amendments. Now, the difference is, if I want to be clothed with a fictional status, I can go to the legislature and get a corporation or some other type of fictional status. The legislature grants me a charter telling me what I can and cannot do in this fiction. But that thing, that document also is called a constitution or charter. But it can never, number one, it has no external amendments. It's always revised internally or amended internally. It does not have inalienable rights. So that also is out of the situation. There is no inalienable rights in a constitutional corporate charter. So that is a major difference. And it's the thing that we go after, that we get snagged with. What Congress was doing back then is they were totally locking down the government so that the president had no discretion, very limited discretion. They were going to control who was in office, and that once Congress approved them to get there, they couldn't leave unless Congress agreed to it. Now, President Johnson tried to fire Secretary of Stanton, Secretary of War, I think he was. He was the Secretary of the. It was either War of State, and he wanted to fire him. I think it was of War, and we're going to break, and I'll continue on with this after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, this is Ralph. Back from break again. And we've got a long segment here. And I wanted to get back to this this officer of the United States, when the officer has got to be created, and how Congress has usurped. And the thing is the people we're out here, we're swinging at a fictional entity, and we can't understand why we can't win. I will unequivocally state we have no courts of the United States under the authority of the United States exercising the judicial power of the United States, and it is mandated by the Constitution that all of the judicial power shall be vested in courts by Congress. They don't exist, folks. The only one left is the Supreme Court of the United States, and they closed that off in 1888. They slammed the door closed and refused to do writs of error. They did that back in 1925, but now all we have is a writ of certiorari, which is absolutely so ludicrous they don't even look at the jurisdiction, they don't even look at the merits. We have no courts. They're all gone. Oh, they're still there. The problem is that the people, we walked away from our birthright. We don't know who we are. We've surrendered it for money, for application, for benefits. But getting back to this Myers versus United States, to get some idea, because today you see in the news today about their all of these attorney generals, several of them that Bush fired. Let me give you some idea. This is right out of Myers versus United States, and it's on page 150. Washington, 17, fired. Adams, 19. Jefferson, 62. Madison, 24. Jackson, 180. Van Buren, 43. Harrison and Tyler, 389. Polk, 228. Taylor, 491. Fillmore, 73. Pierce, 771. Buchanan, 253. Abraham Lincoln, 1,400. Johnson, 726. When they came into office, they just gave these people their walking papers and said, y'all have a nice life. I want people that I choose to have political affiliations with, that is, while I'm going to be exercising the executive power, that have a mindset, and you're going to be my alter ego, because these higher departments are, in reality, are all they are, is the alter ego of the president. They're putting in, executing his wishes. And those are called officers of the United States. And the lower level ones are called inferior officers of the United States. And it's right in Article 2, Section 2. The problem with the Constitution of the United States is the people that wrote that document were so smart. It's amazing what they could do with such few words. And they talk about right here, it said that, this is a quote right out of Article 2, whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for and which shall be established by law. By law means by Congress. And it says Congress may by law vest the appointment of such inferior officers as they think proper in the president, the courts of law, or the heads of departments for the inferior officers, but they exercise some sovereignty of the United States. Now, right after the Civil War, they started to moving the government outside, and they had something called other officers, external establishments. And external establishments are just, I mean, internally, all of these commercial that monitors the interstate and all of the museums, and it's just almost the whole government is sitting outside. They call them external establishments. And to accomplish this, to kill the executive power of the president of the United States, they told the president, here's what we'll do. Congress says we will create the reclassification acts, and will they be just to be employees, not officers of the United States. Employees can exercise, they do not have exercise any sovereignty of the United States or of any of the several states. They don't have the ability. They do what they're told to do. They created the Reclassification Acts of 1923 and 1949, and the president just comes along and said, under these reorganization acts, what we want you to do is you will just go in and you will say, there are no longer any, let's say, officers of the United States and the Internal Revenue Service. In 1952, Truman did that. So that was the end of it. President Truman just said, no, they don't exist anymore. We have all flunkies now, employees. Moved them 100% into an agency under Congress, where Congress grants the laws of the United States, but they're not. They're all they are is instructions, because they don't make laws of the United States. And then the agency is supposed to, under the statutory authority, operate by the regulations. So the agency comes back and tells Congress, this is the way we want to implement your law, and then Congress approves or disapproves. So this is a way that they control and have usurped executive power today. Because they say, well, we want you to go out here and pillage the land to the IRS, and then they look at the regulations and approve the regulations of how they're going to implement it. They don't just make a law of the United States and hand it over to the president. Oh, no. And then the people don't understand that these agencies they have no executive power, judicial power, or legislative power. They have none. Zero. Zip. Because they have no office. They have no powers and duties from us, the people. All these agencies are fact finders. That's it. That's all they do. They're fact finders. We just don't, we haven't, we can't compute. Everything is an agency today. And then this agency, that's the fact finder, goes to administrative court, and it's all about procedure in that court. There are no, there is no law and equity anymore. The truth is irrelevant. Because the agency guys that have no office with no powers and duties, they've made up a set of facts, and it's called presumptive evidence. I think you're a sexual offender. I think you didn't pay your taxes. I saw you go in the neighbor's house next week. Like in Florida, on child custody, every child, every emergency involving a child, the child enforcement folks show up. So they can pick and choose. Oh, I don't know. I think this is your child. I think you abused the child. I think you did this, and you get sucked up in the system, and you can't get free. Because there's no law. There's no truth. I'm not sure if I can use it. I've got to get a hold of somebody to find out. But I listened to a recording of an attorney in the child custody that just says flat out, these people just, that's all they do is lie on the stand. It doesn't do any good to call them in because they just lie. And they're taught also is, oh, I don't remember. Does that sound familiar? Or there's no evidence of this? This is the kind of thing that's going on. And this attorney knows it. Do you think that the other attorneys don't know that? I know several attorneys over here, local, in on Palmer and Anchorage. Some of them are quite prominent. They know what's going on, but they say, I can't do anything about it. I lose my job. I lose my family. I lose my house. I said, the problem is us. Until we understand this and find out who we are and demand our constitutional Republic back, nothing's going to change. We're sitting in the land of Oz, where truth has no reality. Anyway, within this case here, Johnson, when he went ahead and fired the Secretary of War, 4 days later, they tried to impeach him, and they missed impeaching President Johnson by one vote. He voted against the 14th Amendment. He voted against the Civil Rights Act of this fictitious citizenship. And yet he's not known. He's, if you read some of the books, why he's supposedly a president that wasn't too smart, wasn't too sharp. I would say that the man was, he understood quite frankly what the problem was. And what's even more astounding, he did something about it. He stood, he fought, he put his, quote, office on the line. And he barely survived, but he couldn't stop the flow of these radical Republicans. You look at all this going today, just like I'm going to be fighting property taxes and all of these other issues, but how does one grab a hold of this issue? You see down in Texas, they are putting that, they create these commissions. That's one of their favorite things, is they create a commission. Commissions have no executive power, legislative, or judicial power. They have none. Because the people in it, you can't give the office to a commission. You can create a department. But, of course, Congress has rewritten and put in there, they've tried to define, redefine department, but it is the Supreme Court of the United States that has given a definition of a department, and it's where the executive power. It's where the power from the people is posited. But of course, Congress redefines all this stuff in this fictitious world. That's why when you start looking at all of the definitions prior to the Civil War, you don't see where they define state, United States, all of these different things. Why would we need all those terms? They are only authorized and empowered to legislate within the several states. and people can't see it. Even some people that are trying to understand it, because it's a tough concept. Because you have to open up your thought processes, and this is why anytime you go look at the Real ID Act, you go look at the Fair Tax Act, you always, by some means, without exception, you're going to find they have to put citizen of the United States in there by some means, and they have to define United States or the state. Because those are the where the venue is, the land, that they have the authority to legislate over. And that's where the limited delegation of power. Congress can legislate only within the several states, either under the interstate commerce or where land has been ceded to the United States. That's why when you learn to read these acts, they always, and I mean always, it's there. I only know before I even open up the act. I can just search on the word citizen and we'll search on the word state, go to the definitions. They legislate in a territorial or a geographical sense. Without exception. And that's why they have to define it. So what does that mean? If you legislate in a geographical sense, the United States is where the actual external boundaries are. Has nothing to do with where the land has been ceded to the United States, where Congress has been given the limited or the grant of power to legislate. And they defined the state to eliminate the several states. And they have to define the power of the people to be a citizen of the United States, where they granted this fictitious status in the Civil War to the Negroes. That's what's so astounding, like the Real ID Act and these acts, and you see all these people on the internet, and I can understand why they don't understand. It's taken me years of digging through the sewer system to get out and actually get a breath of fresh air to understand what these guys did and how they did it. And if you cannot trace back anybody that is trying to take your property or your children or your land or your rights, and I'm talking about fundamental rights because rights is a generic term that has absolutely no standing anywhere in the world unless you put an adjective in front of it. Inalienable rights, fundamental rights, substantive rights. If the party or person that is trying to affect your life, liberty, or property cannot demonstrate, either through an office being created or through the Constitution, they don't have it, folks. They do not have it. You can take the original Article 6, Constitutional Oath, 1 Stat 23, which is the oath for all of the several states and all of the officers and inferior officers of the United States. The judges do not go there. Only Congress goes back through that. That's the only thing left going through 1 Stat 23 back to Article 6. That's it. We have a legislative side. There is no judicial power. It's no different than if you were working for a large company like AT&T or MCI or one of those, and they have an administrative court. And that's where we sit today. And the people, like I say, that it's when you start to learn how to read this stuff, it's like I was reading some chemical that they had brought over, and all of these chickens in America has ingested this chemical. And then they go ahead, now that's a fact. That's an essential fact of the story. Chickens took this as melamine, I think was the chemical. It's a fact. They stated it. That was given to the chickens. Then they go on to give no other facts other than we don't have any, it says there's no known evidence of any chicken dying of this. Well, they've never checked for it. And then they go on to say there's no evidence that it has affected and gotten into the meat. They don't say they've ever tested any of the meat. They just make a statement. Well, we've never tested it, but nobody's died from it, and we're not about to go look in the meat because we'd have to recall all these chickens. And imagine the litigation. So the rest of it, there are no facts. It's lawyeries talking, and these politicians, these newspapers are quite good at it. It's basically just like in the V for Vendetta. The government creates the lies, and all the news media does is report it. I look at these, when you go into these cases, just like this case here that I'm talking about. Well, we're going to break, and I'll continue on here. And if you've got any questions, be sure to call in Republic Broadcasting.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Callers, and I do want to say, too, if you like to hear the truth, uncensored, people need to be donating to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's republicbroadcasting.org or 800-313-9443. It costs money to put these shows on. Everybody's got to take something or get paid something to do these things. The first caller is Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim. We got about 3 minutes, and we got another call from Missouri.
Oops, what was that?
Yeah, hello there, Jim. Are you on?
No, I'm still here. I don't know what that was.
Oh,
a flash
okay.
Must have been a flash from Congress or something.
Oh, gosh. Duck.
But listen, you really need to put a little booklet together or make a DVD presentation or something to get this out.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm working on it right now.
Great.
It's all about money, and if anybody would also like to donate to me, it's off, because I operate below the poverty level, way below the poverty level.
I understand.
And I'm working on writing it up right now and to put together a DVD. It won't be as fancy as a lot of the other ones, but and it will require several, because it's a tough concept until you can understand it. But I finally got to the root of the poisonous tree.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some of the information you're talking about is in John Ainsworth's book on CD, where he goes into what happened after the Civil War and how when the Supreme Court was going to bring this up, Congress immediately passed a law saying, oh, no, you can't look at that. No, no way.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I've not read this, but I've been doing all my own original research and looking at it, trying to figure out what the problems really were, you know. And it's been tough. I've chased many, many rabbit holes, and they didn't go anywhere.
Gee, I wonder why they didn't teach us that in the public school system.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, thanks for calling back. I want to give Will from Missouri just a minute or two here before we go off the air. Go ahead, Will.
Hello, Ralph.
Hello.
Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Hey, I'll just throw in something real quick. I know we're out of time. But if the listeners or yourself will go to the autobiography of Bertrand Russell and read it, you'll find that Lord and Lady Amberley, his parents, former Prime Minister, I believe, of England, were instrumental in the formation of what they called the radical, and then always I find it in parentheses, or not parentheses, but whatever it is, but it's radical red Republicans, and they were made up basically of positivists, utilitarians, and early Fabian socialists, and were in and around the same circle as Sidney and Beatrice Webb. So we can trace this radical red Republican involvement with the early government of our nation right straight back to basically the crown and the cabinet and the parliament of England.
What's the name of the book again?
The book is The Autobiography of Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell. Okay.
Yes.
Is that on the internet or you have to purchase the book?
If you can't find it, you can go on the archives, American Exposé, and get all of my contact information from the archives there. Will from Missouri, William Roberts, and email me, and I'll send you my copy.
Could you? Mine is Ralph Ralph at Just Belly, and it's a Latin word.
JUSBELLI.
Yeah, .com. Email it to me. I'd like to take a look.
All right. Very good.
Because I like to check things out. And looks like we're out of time today, and thanks for the two callers calling in, and we'll be back Monday with more information. And everybody have a nice, safe weekend, and watch out for the federales and duck and run from Congress. With